in the limelight.
U.S. President Donald Trump, who during his presidential campaign more or less promised a non-interventionist foreign policy, continues to repeat the anti-Iran rhetoric, promoted by war capital Washington and his cabinet members, accusing Tehran of supporting terrorism and destabilizing the West Asia-North Africa region. Here we have prepared an article for you in this regard, written by the staff writers of Fars News Agency, under the heading, Why Tehran Doesn't Talk to Washington. Stay tuned for the details. The U.S. President Donald Trump, who during his presidential campaign more or less promised a non-interventionist foreign policy, continues to repeat the anti-Iran rhetoric, promoted by war capital Washington and his cabinet members. For instance, it supported the recent violent protests in Iran. Back in 1953, it helped to orchestrate the coup against democratically elected Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh. In 1950s, the United States and Britain opposed the nationalization of Iran's oil industry as well. They passed a resolution at the UN Security Council and imposed economic sanctions on Iran. They adopted a similar policy against the nationalization of Iran's nuclear industry and imposed similar sanctions. Perhaps this is why even President Trump once famously said Iran has total disregard for the United States. The New York billionaire, who during his presidential campaign more or less promised a non-interventionist foreign policy, continues to repeat the anti-Iran rhetoric, promoted by war capital Washington and his cabinet members, accusing Tehran of supporting terrorism and destabilizing the West Asia-North Africa region. He banned the nuclear deal and has backed away from his insistence that he doesn't want war with an already heavily sanctioned Iran, saying, "Now, of the war, it could go either way, and I'm okay either way it goes." The new saga to support the recent violent protests in Iran, however, signals a marked escalation of tensions. This is not total nonsense. In response, if Iran continues to have total disregard for the United States, it's because the U.S. has once again earned it. If the Trump administration does not like Iran's disregard, it should redeem itself. After signing the nuclear deal in 2015, Iran showed a new road to the U.S. towards conflict resolution. Quite the contrary, it was the United States that began throwing stones at Iran by refusing to fully commit itself to the historic deal. Trump is desperate to convince the world that Iran is a threat and undemocratic. His talking point is filled with unutterable loathing, as in the factual reality, Iran is at the forefront of the reason why there is security in the Persian Gulf. Those who disregard this reality have made huge spending to buy arms and security, but later came to realize they have been fooled. Trump has to stop upping the ante with economic terrorism, spy networks, military threats, and support for violent protesters. The man who lies to himself and listens to his own lies has to come to a point that he cannot distinguish the truth within him or around him. If Trump is serious about fighting terrorism and ensuring security in the Persian Gulf, he should withdraw all U.S. troops. It's the real obvious. Iran has never attacked any neighbor, and the terrorist groups of Daesh, Al-Qaeda, and their offshoots are all enemies of Iran. Things are going south in the United States, and it takes a lot of effort for the Trumpsters to claim otherwise. If the past mistakes are any indication, if the recent news about US trying to sow discord and violence in Iran are true, and if you think about it, Trump is doomed to a foreign policy failure that will repeat itself again and again, as did all previous presidents. For US foreign policy delusions are static things, colonial readings of already written papers. You can surely see by now that by doing the exact same thing his predecessors did, Trump's anti-Iran presidency is doomed to this same humiliation and error. It is wishful thinking, therefore, to expect the New York billionaire to analyze and correct America's past mistakes regarding Iran before they paralyze his own future and legacy. He won't kick out the past errors of the establishment foreign policy and whatever turns out to follow the populist right on an increasingly destabilized planet. As previously, the past Iran policy mistakes, including CIA's clandestine operations and regime change fantasies, will repeat themselves, and there is so much more to come. In the coming decades, count on one thing. Iran will continue to uphold America cannot be trusted at all, and that there is no change in its hostility toward Iran. The bottom line is that there is no advantage for Tehran to resume ties with war capital Washington.